בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שלישי בשבת קודש, יוד גימל בשבט לסדר יתרו. We are on page קוף חפה. We were speaking about some of the negatives of just performing mitzvot by road, just performing them out of routine and not because our heart is actually in it. And the Or Lizion just quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, let's jump right into it. He explains. Mevo'ar kan davar nora. Quotes the Sha'arit Teshuvah, and he explains something that's very, you know, pretty scary. Hinei lecha ora nira shekat ozvei Hashem ovrim al mitzvot Hashem mamash. When the Gemara speaks about a group of people that leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sounds like that they completely leave him and don't do the mitzvot, or transgress averot. But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Aval harav mefaresh shemekayimim mitzvot ela she'osim lumada mechamat ha'ergil. No, kat ozvei Hashem are people that do perform mitzvot. It's just that they perform it more, you know, automatically by autopilot. Ve'ilu yitzram yigvar alehem v'yasu avera lo yitztaru v'kashe lehem l'taken t'atzmam yoter me'elu shel mekayim mitzvot klal. Which means sometimes such people that are just in autopilot, when the yitzrara overcomes them and they do an avera, they don't really feel as bad and they won't be as inclined to do teshuvah as those who don't do any mitzvot at all. Because the people who don't do any mitzvot at all, they know they're doing wrong. So eventually, they'll get to a place where they feel guilty enough that they have to do tshuva. But the people who do mitzvot, but just mechanically, they won't be inclined to be chozer b'tshuva because their heart is kind of off.
How do you break down autopilot?
V'adavar domeh le'echad makir et ha'drachim. Im nomar lo derech zot tova, yishma lanu. אבל מורה דרך שחושב שיודע את הדרך ויצביע לו על דרך אחרת לא ישמע שעלי לדעתו אנחנו טועים. Right? He gives a mashal. Let's say a person doesn't really know the way around and you tell him, okay, this is a good route. He says, okay, because he doesn't know any better. But if you tell a guy that kavyachol, right, he's like a tour guide and he thinks he knows everything, he says, no, this derech is good, he's not going to listen to you even though it happens to be a good route because he thinks he knows everything. So he's stuck. Estuck. Now he says, all right, Dikduk. I have friends in LA. Some, not many, but for perm shtick, they're real nutcases. But they're Persian, and they went around to every stop sign in Beverly Hills, and they spray painted "Ease" on all of the stop signs, so that now it no longer says "stop." It now says "stop." They almost got arrested. Whatever, it was like a whole balagan. Huh? Now people are actually stopping because they can actually read it. Now, anyway, Bekitzer. Now. Nachon? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, Vikach, Purim's coming, and I got a... That's a really crazy one. I don't know how they got it off. It was like a whole balagan. Anyway, Bekitzer. וכך גם אדם שלא יודע ממצוות השם יותר קל להחזירו לעבודת השם. A person who knows nothing about religion, it's easier to get him to be חוזר בתשובה because he's starting from, you know, his ground zero is nothing. אבל מי שכבר מקיים רק שעושה כמצוות אנשים מלומדה, הרי חושב שהוא טוב. A person who's מקיים the mitzvot, but he's just on autopilot, it's very hard to fix him because he's kind of just, he thinks he's good. You know, the plane's flying, we're good, we're all right. ומשרגיל לקיים מצוות בהתחדשות, גם אם תזדמן לו נסיעה בזמן הקבוע לו לתפילה, לא יוותר על תפילה במניין בקלות, אלא יחזה להתפלל בזמן אחר, או לפני היציאה, או בהגיעו אל מחוץ קבצו. He gives an example. He says, a person who is מקיים מצוות בהתחדשות, you know, he's always looking to be מתחדש, and he's excited. If he needs to take a trip somewhere, and it comes at the expense of תפילה בציבור, he's not going to be so quick to give it up. He's going to try to daven before, or find the minyan when he lands, or find the minyan in the air. He's always looking for ways to do his mitzvah because it means something to him. It excites him. It gives him enthusiasm. Whereas a person who's just on autopilot, they say, okay, when I can daven with a minyan, that's great. When I can't, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? So he'll kind of write it off much more easily. That's a mashal. Ha'oseh mitzvah achat bishlemut. Person who does a mitzvah with completion, says the Or Lizion. Yiduim divrei Rambam שכדאית מצווה אחת להנחין גן עדן, שאם זוכה לעשות מצווה אחת על דרך השלמות, תחיה נפשו באותו מעשה וזוכה ברלכי העולם הבא.
Rambam says that if a person is able to pinpoint one mitzvah, even one, and be mekayem that mitzvah with utmost completion, that mitzvah will be enough to be mechayeh oto. It'll give him the zechut to get up by tchiyat hametim. Just one, even one mitzvah, but the tnai is that mitzvah has got to be complete, perfect.
V'yesh simuchim nidvarav mehamishnah. We see that there's ra'aya to what the Rambam says from the Mishnah. She'oseh mitzvah achat metivin lo ומעריכים לו את ימיו ושנותיו ונוחל את הארץ, יגיע את העולם הבא. So the makor for the Rambam is in this Mishnah. ולזה צריך התבוננות רבה. Let's think about it for a second. How does a person do a mitzvah, any mitzvah, perfectly? What does it mean to do any mitzvah with perfection?
כדרך שיעשו החסידים הראשונים שהיו שומעים שעה אחת קודם התפילה, כדי לחדש את רגשותיהם בעמידה לפני מלך מלכי המלכים.
For instance, those, like the Gemara says, that Hasidim HaRishonim, the earlier Hasidim, they prepared themselves for tefillah, just with hitbodedut, for an hour before the tefillah, just in order to get themselves in the right frame of mind, to be mitchadesh, to get excited about the renewed opportunity to stay to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah.
V'lo tiyeh tefillatam keva,
in order for their tefillah not to be just, you know, another thing that you do. Some people go through there, which is, you know, a lot of people. Tefillah is just another part of your day. You know what I'm saying? You have your day, every day has an itinerary, right? You wake up, there's netilah, there's tefillah, there's seder, there's class, there's, you know what I'm saying? You have an itinerary. So part of your itinerary is the tefillah. No, it's not. It's not just part of your itinerary, something you have to do. It's something that you get to do. It's something that you have a zechut to do.
וגם, וכך גם בכל מצווה. ככל שיכין את עצמו יותר, כך יזכה להרגיש את היראה.
You want to be able to break the autopilot? The more you prepare yourself for the mitzvah, the more, we'll call it emotional the mitzvah becomes, as opposed to just by rote. That's why, besides for the Kabbalistic aspect of the Lashem Yichud before every mitzvah, there's also that intellectual and emotional aspect. What is the Lashem Yichud doing? You know, it's prep.
להבדיל אלף אלפי הבדלות.
Any sports game you start with, right, they don't just get right into the game, right? There's always something pumping it up. There's the starting lineup. There's the, you know, there's stuff that leads up to it. Why not just get right down to business? Okay, why don't we just get right into the game? Answer, because that's not what the fans paid money for. You know what they want to see? They want the hawk. They want the, you know, and now, you know, all the, you know, everything that comes with it, and, you know, the whole, why? Because it's not just about the game, it's about the knack, it's about the geschmack, it's about the, so if that's with regards to the emptiest things Olam Hazeh has to offer, can you imagine Melech Malchai Melachim? Let's just get right into it. No, you have to prep, you have to think. Wait a second, what? Besides for Lashem Yichud, that's what a bracha is. Wait, every mitzvah that I'm about to do, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you're focusing up, you're thinking, Melech Melech HaMelechim, I'm about to do, to say something or do an action in your service. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, the mitzvah that I'm about to do, sanctifies me. Hashem sanctified us through these mitzvot. Wow, that is unreal. Now it's mitzvah time. You get it? That is Gishmak HaMaisis. Let's do another piece.
Hachanat alev nifne kiyum ha-mitzvot, preparing one's heart adequately before performing any mitzvah.
V'yesh ladat, this is Gishmak HaMaisis. Let's rock and roll.
Now he says,
V'yesh ladat, she'aneshama shel ha-mitzvah hi ha-kavana ve-ha-machshava. Just like us, we have guf and neshama. We have a body and a neshama. Every single mitzvah is a guf and a neshama as well. You know that? The guf of the mitzvah is the asiyah, is what you do or what you say or whatever the mitzvah is. The neshama is the preparation and kavanah that you have beforehand. That's the neshama.
And just like by us, a goof without a neshama ain't pretty, right? A goof without a neshama is dead. So to a mitzvah that's a goof without a neshama also ain't pretty. And he says, V'lachin, yesh lebirkat ha-mitzvot ma'ala yoter mi'aitzim ha-mitzvah. We find that the bracha on a mitzvah is even greater than the mitzvah itself. Ki ha-dibur hu bekoma gvoha yoter me'olam ha-ma'aseh. What comes from a greater place? The actions one does, or the thoughts and speech that a person has? So ma'aseh comes from a person's nefesh ha-behami, from your animalistic body. Your thoughts and your speech come from your chelek elo amima'am. That's from your the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us that differentiates us from the animals is the ability to think and speak. So the birkata mitzvah is even on a greater level than the ma'aseh mitzvah. V'amachshava lema'ala me'adibur. V'omnam amru chachamim. Brachot enam me'akvot. If that's the case, why did the Chachamim say, hey, when you do any mitzvah, even if you didn't make a bracha, you're yotzei dechovah? If a bracha is so important, so how come the bracha is not me'akev? Aval kshezuchel levarech bekavana, hakavana shi ruchanit yoter me'adibur, yesh la ma'ala gdola yoter. When a person indeed has the zechut, he's able to make the bracha bekavana, that bracha and the kavana that goes into the bracha is on a higher plane than the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. That's a big deal. Okay, I mean, tomorrow he's going to speak about the opposite. What happens if a person's pogim b'machshava, pogim b'dibur? That can have more severe repercussions than if a person is just pogim b'ma'aseh, but we'll see that b'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Yom Tov.